Tom, thanks very much for coming up.
No problem.
Leaving us here in the freezing cold for the last half an hour. Don't worry about that. It's okay. We've had a long discussion about the game. Rather than me say anything more, our listeners, I'm sure, are bored of me. Tell us your overall thoughts of the 90 minutes that you've just taken part in.
We defended well. Take the positives out of it. We've kept a clean sheet. We worked good enough on the ball today. We worked good enough going forward. We changed up and went something a little bit different, but the lads that were supposed to be getting forward weren't getting close enough to me, so it kind of became a 4-5-1, and that's something that I said I'd never play. It's not my game, being a lone striker up there, and we just didn't get close enough to me. I didn't think we was nowhere near good enough on the ball today, but credit to the lads at the back, they've defended well, and take a positive out of it, we've got another point.
You've come into the game on the back of a poor result. We discussed that last week, and you said, which was, I thought was very open and honest about team formation. You said, look, a lot of clubs may be thinking that they know exactly how we're going to play, so we're going to have to maybe think of other ways of playing. And you've gone out and done that in the training ground over the last last week.
Yep.
Start with a 4-3-2-1, so to speak, or 4-2-3-1. Was it a question of perhaps containment in the first 45 minutes? Was that the plan, or is that just basically how it ended up?
No, we wanted the bodies around me going forward. I've never liked playing up there by myself. It's not my game. If I was going to do that, I'd bring in a 6'7" centre forward to get hold of it and win the headers and things like that. We came out on the back foot straight away, and that kind of put our game into a negative perspective. We wanted to get on the ball and go and control the game, and if we'd have done that, we would have been able to push the bodies forward. But again, Charlie have come out well. They've started very quick and got us on the back foot, and to be fair, they've been better than us for most of the game.
We have a 45 minutes where Wilson has two or three really good opportunities. We don't really have anything in front of goal. Very similar to, I thought, to Saturday's game. We sat back, I think, a little bit too.
Yep.
We were very, very deep.
Yep.
And being deep allows teams to come onto you.
Yep, course
We saw that certainly against Nuneaton. I mean, they played a very high pressing game.
Yep.
I'm not saying today that Chorley played a particularly high pressing game, because you know what they get. They get players behind the ball. Did you feel the likes of Kieran Glynn, who was on when he's on the ball, was excellent, was just far, far too deep for you, and you were trying to, move players further up the pitch rather than playing in their own third? We should have these kind of players playing in their final third.
Yeah, Kieran's the one who's got to link that midfield with myself and the lads whoever are up there. I feel like we've done that for the last three or four games, especially here. We've let teams come at us, and we've been far too deep, and we've defended well, and we've ended up getting points on the board. Obviously, it's another unbeaten game, but we want to be going and winning games, and we've not created nowhere near enough up front there today. In patches, we've done all right. We've got the balls in good areas. Then we've chose to cross instead of setting it. We've chose a shot instead of passing it. And it's just getting the mix right. We seem to be either defending really well, or we seem to be going forward really well. We're either scraping games, or we're winning 5-4, so to speak. And I'd rather take the 5-4 games, to be honest. It's something that we will work on. We've got to be getting the ball and being more positive. We've got to be pressing higher and controlling the games.
Steve Irwin, key player.
Yeah.
10 cards in 20-odd matches. Is that too many? You've got a player's key. Is it just too many cards for whatever the reasons are? I mean, is Steve obviously a very competitive player?
Yep.
But he was missed tonight.
He has been missed.
And is that something to look at, or has it just been bad luck?
We've spoke about it a lot. There's been far too many cheap, silly yellow cards, and they mount up, and then it comes and bites you on the backside. Yeah. And at the same time, we've had three of our key midfielders out for Saturday. And
yeah.
Like I said in the programme notes, if Barcelona had three midfielders out, they'd be struggling.
Yeah.
So on Saturday, it was a new look side. The lads barely knew each other's names, some of them in there.
Yeah.
So it's something that we do need to cut out of the game. Stevie's work rate and his will to get on the ball and will to win the ball back is second to none. He's massively missed in there, but you time a challenge a second too late and you're getting a yellow card. Like he has done, he's mounted him up. And obviously, we're not blaming Stevie for getting suspended, because it happens. But yeah, we've got to cut out the silly ones.
Sam Baird, though, preferred to Jordan Fagbola, and he must be very encouraged by.
Yeah,
he's always been an impressive young player.
He's been great, Sam, to be honest. He was probably unlucky when he started against Southport. He found himself back on the bench again the game after that. We had a little bit of a chat. He felt a little bit hard done by, and that was fair enough, because he's coming and we've kept a clean sheet there. So No, he's doing well. I'm happy with his progression at the minute. He's going to be one for the future, definitely.
Yeah, well, I mean, one for the future, but equally, I think one for now, because he was the one of two or three players tonight that sort of like stood out in a scrappy, awkward, game of football. We looked at Sam and we looked at his positional sense and the way he gets rid of the ball, just things simple. Yeah. And what we were discussing, and again, this is something I'm sure you'll look at going forward, is there's so many young players in this team that have the ability to move the ball forward quickly, to come out with the ball. And unfortunately, it just got stop start. So with your own team, let's say, you know, obviously, you know, let's say you're the manager next season. We very much hope so. You're going to be that manager. You're going to be looking at maybe different players coming in and formulating a team that's your kind of style. You know, you said yourself, you were like, you know, the 5-4s. You'd like to play good, attractive football. There's the basis there. Tatum's got great pace. Glynn's got top quality. Jones, he's got pace. Young Senior's shown the quality he's got. Baird at the back. And if you can marry that with a little bit of experience, and we're going to talk to someone with massive experience, surely, in Danny Rackett that you brought in. I know he was here last season, but never played. The blend's going to be really good, isn't it? And it's that fast attacking football that we've always been wanting at FC, and we've had it over the years on and off.
Yep.
So we're looking forward to that. But a word about Danny Rackett.
Yep.
Second game in, full 90 on Saturday.
Yep.
Tonight, another 86, 87 minutes.
Yep.
What's he brought to the team?
Like you say there, great experience. He's one that the lads will really look up to. He's played at a good standard and a high level. Obviously, he's been unlucky with injuries over the last couple of seasons. Not played for 2 years. I don't think you can tell that. He's come in. He's done really well. Like you say, probably one of the better players tonight on the ball. He was good. So yeah, we need players like that coming in. The good quality to really mould these young lads as well. It's somebody that they can look up to. And if we get that balance right next season, we've shown in December that we can compete with the best in this league.
Yeah.
You don't become a bad team overnight. We've had some. I won't say tonight's a bad result. A 0-0 against Charlie 6 weeks ago would have been a superb point.
Certainly, we've discussed
that. We've kind of set our standards very high, and I know the fans don't expect us to win week in, week out. They just want us to run ourselves into the ground. But we've kind of set our standards, and we've kind of
peaked too soon. That's a problem. You've peaked too soon.
Well, that's it. Yeah, if we'd have gone on a run in December where we've not picked up many points, then that'd have been a fantastic point tonight. But you look at the games that we've won, and you kind of think that we can go and beat these teams. But we're not gonna play unbelievable week in, week out.
No,
it's a game of football, and like I say, we've got a lot of young lads in there. So if we mould the lads with the lads that are more than experienced, then we'll have a good side.
And a very quick one, and we'll let you go after this, a very quick one. Jamal Crawford comes in, he's making his full debut, really. Good moments from him, and again, a young player that's going to show good quality going forward.
Yeah, definitely, he's one that'll excite the fans. We didn't probably get him on the ball enough today, and when Charlie had the ball, he found himself a little bit deeper than we wanted. So it was a tough one for him out there tonight, but he's got potential to be a very, very good player.
Very small squad.
Yep.
Tuesday, semi-final of the Manchester Premier Cup against a very good high team. We won't be taking that lightly at all, because they are top draw team. 3G pitch, which is absolutely fantastic.
Yep.
Looking forward to that?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it probably suits some of our lads, like the likes of Jamal.
Thinking the pace, he can, yeah.
Yeah, tonight it was a very heavy pitch again. That could suit the lads. It's something that we want to go and win. We want to get to the final and we want to win it. It's a bit of silverware at the end of the day, and obviously we won it last year. We want to win it again.
Well, listen, we'll talk about Stockport County on Tuesday. Thanks very much for coming up.